Welcome everyone. We will bring our April 2026 South Dakota Game Fish and Parks Commission meeting to order. Welcome to everybody that are with us today. We are live in Pierre from the Matthews Training Center building. And to those of you joining us online today, thank you for being with us. We've got some housekeeping that we do need to do, and we do this at the beginning of every single commission meeting. And one of those items is the conflict of interest disclosure, which I am required to read at the beginning of every meeting. So I'll go through that now. Now is the time for the commission to consider any written or verbal disclosures of conflicts of interest by current and former commission members. If any member of the commission has completed a written disclosure of a conflict of interest, the commission will consider the disclosure at this time. If any commission member wishes to verbally disclosure an interest in a contract as defined in SDCL 3-23-1, a direct benefit from a contract as defined in SDCL 3-23-1 and 3-23-2, or any other conflict with any matter on today's meeting agenda, please identify the contract or other matter in which you have a conflict of interest and generally describe the nature of the conflict. Also, if during the meeting you become aware that you have a conflict of interest with any proposed contract or other matter, please notify the chair of the conflict and generally describe the nature of the conflict. And last, if you disclose a conflict of interest, the commission must vote on whether the matter underlying the conflict is fair, reasonable, and not contrary to the public interest, and you may not participate in the commission's discussion and vote on the conflict. With that, do we have any commissioners that feel that they have a conflict of interest with any of the items on today's agenda? Seeing none, we will move on. Thank you for that. Approval of the previous meeting minutes, which are available not only to the commission but to the public through the Game Fish and Park website. We've all had the opportunity to look through those. Any questions or comments about the missions? Or I'm sorry, about the minutes? Move to accept by Commissioner Cole.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Bartley. All those in favor of accepting, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Those minutes are approved. Additional commissioner salary days. Oftentimes, commissioners will work on behalf of the commission, the department, and the public, attending different stakeholder meetings. I believe we have a couple of commissioner salary days. Commissioner Nyberg, if you just want to share.
Yep, I sure can. Madam Chair, I salary day. Salary day. I attended the my Senate confirmation hearing on March 3rd.
Very good. Commissioner Spring, I believe you have one salary day as well.
I have one salary day for the company, prepare for the commission.
Very good. And then Commissioner Kirkaby.
Yeah, Commissioner, I had my confirmation hearing, and then I did come out for the mid-month meeting in person and met with Gail to work on my computer, and we looked over some help maps and stuff also. So
very good. Any other salary days from the commission that they would like to bring up? Seeing none, we do need to vote on those salary days. We need a motion and a second.
Second.
Motion to approve by Commissioner Bartling, seconded by Commissioner Nyberg. Questions on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Those salary days are approved. And with that, we are to item number four, license list request, and I believe we'll hear from our staff attorney, Nick Michaels.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The license list request for the commission today comes from an individual by the name of Thomas Druce. He is requesting the current active fishing and hunting licenses with addresses. And his stated purpose for this list is, quote, for a national sportsman's group to advocate and promote pro hunting and sportsman activities. This is not for commercial use to sell any products or merchandise, end quote. Because his stated purpose does not fall under any of the prohibitions in administrative rule that would give rise to the commission to deny this request, the department has no objection should the commission move forward in approving of sharing this license list request with Mr. Druce.
Any questions for Mr. Michaels? and/or comments? Seeing none, so at this time, the commission would need to move forward with denial or approval of the list.
Correct, Madam Chair.
Very good. With seeing no questions from the commission, we do need a motion and a second. Commissioner Cole, are you moving to approve on the denial?
Yes.
Very good. We have a motion to deny the request.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Nyberg. Any comments or questions on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor of denial, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the request is denied.
Thank you. Madam Chair.